Time. The one thing we believe we have much of, but end up wishing we have more of. Funny enough, sitting down to record this episode is taking took so much time to do with all the busyness of life and being an entrepreneur. Yeah, so hopefully this one will be a short one for you today. Recently, I've been constantly being reminded of the reality of time, the finite nature of time with me turning 35 this year. This time last year, I had hair. Doing a podcast, a personal podcast, is a distant reality, a thought in my mind. I just started the process of transitioning out of one of my businesses. And so life was completely different, and the years flown by so quickly. Doing podcasts for other clients is a joy, and that's easy, way easier than doing something like this for yourself. And as I continue to mull over this year that has passed and the nuance of this year, what I could have done, certain regrets, certain things, I came to look at time, and I was forced to look at time as less of regret and more of experience. And in that mulling and distillation of this thought, I came to this conclusion and the equation or saying that time equals choice. Ultimately, when you distill and break down the thought of time, time is choice. We choose one thing over the other. And you either live with the regret thereof or the joy and the peace thereof. So in other words, you may choose to not take that high-paying job overseas in another country to stay connected to family. Yeah, you may choose a low-paying job with less time so you can have more free time with family or to do other things, to pursue other hobbies. Well, we're always faced with choice. What do we spend our time on? And ultimately, we either choose to regret that or we choose to celebrate that. So I'm today looking at time through that lens with the joy, with the perspective of celebration. Hi, I'm Jason Skippers and welcome to Things We Learn on a Monday Morning, a podcast about my learnings and conversation with friends about their learnings as well. So time. So obviously the concept of time, and it's been obviously on my brain. My eldest daughter, she will be turning 4 this year. Actually, in a few weeks' time, my youngest turns 3. So the reality of their growth, and it's almost time for primary school, pre-primary school. So time is flying. And we often get, like I said, there's so many things that's taking our attention away from accomplishing things that we need to do. And so being selective about time and what you spend your time on is very, very important. And so I scoured the internet looking for just interesting perspectives on time. And I actually came across this amazing TED Talk by Renato Celese called Our Unhealthy Obsession of Choice. And I'm going to play an excerpt from it and just kind of give response to it. And I encourage you to listen to the entirety of the TED Talk and just kind of set it up in a way is that her specific TED Talk, this specific TED Talk, is diving into the relentless onslaught and the buildup of anxiety in making choices. And the result thereof is apathy. In other words, that society is finding itself more and more reluctant to make choices because the onslaught of having to make so many choices daily is resulting in us saying, you know, we've got what I would call choice anxiety, so stick our head in the sand, which is having a potential devastating socio-political repercussions. That if we don't wake up to the fact that people are not wanting to make choices because of the overwhelm and anxiety of choice, that we will end up in a society, society will end up in a bad space. And so she's bringing this to the fore.
When I was preparing for this talk, I went to search for a couple of quotes that I can share with you. Good news, I found 3 that I particularly liked. The first by Samuel Johnson, who said, "When making your choice in life, do not forget to live." The second by Aeschylus, who reminded us that happiness is a choice that requires effort. And the third is one by Groucho Marx, who said, "I wouldn't want to choose to belong to any club that would have me as a member." Now, bad news, I didn't know which one of these quotes to choose and share with you. Sweet anxiety of choice. In today's times of post-industrial capitalism, choice together with individual freedom and the idea of self-making has been elevated to an ideal. Now, together with this, we also have a belief in endless progress. But the underside of this ideology has been an increase of anxiety, feeling of guilt, feeling of being inadequate, feeling that we are failing in our choices. Sadly, this ideology of individual choice has prevented us to think about social changes. It appears that this ideology was actually very efficient in pacifying us as political and social thinkers. Instead of making social critique, we are more and more engaging in self-critique, sometimes to the point of self-destruction. Now, how come that ideology of choice is still so powerful, even among people who have not many things to choose among? How come that even people who are poor very much still identify with the idea of choice, a kind of a rational idea of choice which we embrace? Not long ago, I was at a wedding reception, and I met a young, beautiful woman who immediately started telling me about her anxiety over choice. She said to me, "I needed 1 month to decide which dress to wear." Then she said, "For weeks, I was researching which hotel to stay for this one night. And now, I need to choose a sperm donor." I looked at this woman in shock. "Sperm donor, what's the rush?" She said, "I'm turning 40 at the end of this year, and I've been so bad in choosing men in my life." Now, choice, because it's linked to risk, is anxiety-provoking. And it was already the famous Danish philosopher Søren Kierkegaard who pointed out that anxiety is linked to possibility of possibility.
Now, I stopped the recording there, or the clip there, and I encourage you to listen to the entirety of it. I spliced the two together, two excerpts from it. But it's something which is so powerful, what she's saying is that choice is anxiety-provoking. It's linked to possibilities of possibilities. It's the endless possibilities. And obviously the purpose of this clip and what her talk is for social change, leading to social change, to bring awareness. I look at it from a perspective of time and the anxiety of thinking, looking back on the regret and, hey, have I done enough? Have I done the things I wanted to do before I die? And the paralyzing nature of that, how it paralyzes us from doing anything forward because we live with the fact that we haven't done what we needed to do or wanted to do. And just to encourage you to step away from that and think beyond that. Rather look at time, the things that you didn't do, or look at your history as experience building to build you, to get you to the point right now where you can make the choice of doing the things that you want to do. Because living with regret provokes anxiety of the endless possibilities of what could have done, what could have been done, and what you want to do now. Time is choice. Choice is risk. And you, the beauty of your choice, it's kind of a double-edged sword, is that you either live with the regret of your choice, of what you spent your time on, or you celebrate the joys and the fruits thereof. And that's the risk it is. And so choice ultimately is risk. So time equals choice equals risk. And that's something I came to appreciate looking back at this year. this one year, is that you risk it. When you choose family over work, you run the risk of the financial implications of it. But the beauty of spending time with your family, the formative years thereof. Because in my line of work, being a serial entrepreneur, is that the work will come in and the constraints of the sporadic nature of it can be taxing. And the lure is the best way to put it, of wanting to jump at something just to work, obviously to bring in the income, over key moments of the formation of my girls, for the formative years of my girls, key events I could potentially miss because of work. And I'm like, that's the nature or the balancing act that I have to make a choice on. But the consequence thereof may be less money, but the beauty of it is that I was there when she ran her first race. Or market day, which is happening this Friday. Or even whenever you're watching it, it was on a particular Friday. But we run that risk. And I'm happy with that risk. And ultimately content with the choice. Because time is choice. And the regrets I chalk up to experience. So my encouragement to you is that you get to be comfortable or become comfortable with the risk of your choice. And know that the time that you've spent on this earth, ultimately the choices you made and the risks you've taken, is something that you are okay with. And like, yes, I made those choices and this is why I end up the way I am. I can appreciate what I have because of the choices I've made. So may your choices not be an unhealthy obsession, but more a strategy or strategy of contentment and learnings that you can look back and be proud of. Make the choices that make your life better and the lives of others around you better, rather than the alternative. And that's something, a philosophy that I live by, that I would choose. I have very clear boundaries of when work stops and I spend time with my girls. I'd rather choose time with them in their formative years now, that they get to know that their dad and their mom is present in their lives now, then later on when they hit their teens and later on they say, actually, no, dad, you're too uncool to be with. But I know that I've spent my time, we spent time together when they were growing up. So you can put the phone down, you can put the computer off and build a house like I did out of a cardboard box so they can draw in there instead of on the walls. Those are the type of choices, making life better. Also the pursuit of multiple sources of income, so building resources that are able to give them and the family a life that we couldn't before. But it's a series of choices that makes your life better, because ultimately, if you really think about it, there is an infinite, in essence, an infinite amount of choices that you could make that can have different outcomes. It's just about being content with the choices that you do make. Yeah. So this is a short little episode for you to mull on. And in ending off this episode, there's going to be no hack of the day. But I want to leave you with this amazing song, which my girls love. And I came across it by accident, because Apple Music just randomly pops up songs in the playlist, and because I just let it run, and it's a beautiful song, and it always hits the emotional spot inside of me, because it's such a beautiful song, and it's by Cat Burns, called Live More and Love More. And I'm gonna read the lyrics to you, and it just stands out to me. And my girls say, "Put that one, the one of the heart," because the album, the song icon of the song. Artwork, so the single artwork as her standing like this, so or a person saying like this. So, and it says, if I read the first verse, since I've gotten older, I've realized we all care about things that don't really matter. We are just told it does. And now we're all trying to keep our heads above the water. But what if we don't want to? Or wanna, as she said. And this is the one that gets me. If there's something you want to do, just do it. Don't let your heart stop. Don't let your head stop your heart from moving. If there's someone you want to talk to them. Who knows who we'd be if we just live more and love more. We all just need to live more and love more. When we're not here anymore, it all comes down to who we were and what we stood for. Not what we had and not where we lived. So when we're told it does, maybe then we'll see it. Maybe then we'll see we don't just have to keep our heads above the water. Not if we don't want them. And then the chorus, if there's something you want to do, just do it. Don't let your head stop your heart from moving. If there's someone you want to talk to them. Who knows who we'd be if we just live more and love more. And then the bridge part is the one I just love. So it says, so hug your kids, tell them you love them, have some heart, but make sure it's open. Play by risk, because time gets stolen. Maybe speak less and listen more. Because life's too short, you only have one. It might sound cliche, but your life can start when you choose it to. When you choose it. Thank you for listening to Things We Learn on a Monday Morning. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Please like and subscribe, and please leave a comment. I would love to hear from you, and we can definitely have a chat. Until next time.